This is Wing Lam, founder of Waffles Fish Taco with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And thanks, Wing Lam. And just a little program note, next month, Wing is actually going to be in studio, and we're going to have a chance to catch up with some of his fundraising activities, because as Chef Andrew is, Wing Lam is very involved in the community. Welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we'll be right back with you next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and it is a pleasure to welcome my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl, back to his show. Good morning, Chef Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Well, you know, Chef Andrew, there seems to be some brightness in the mist this morning, because you probably have a better feel for this than I do. But, and again, I have to emphasize this is rumor and unconfirmed at this point, but there seems to be some word that sometime next month in Orange County, inside dining at a greatly reduced level may resume. What can you tell us, Chef Andrew, because you have your ear to the ground there here in the OC?
Oh, I've totally stopped paying attention to any of that at this point. With Newsom in charge, who knows what could happen? I would be surprised if he actually just dropped a bomb on the restaurant industry.
Oh, Chef Andrew, the voice of optimism here this morning. You know, let's hope not. And we should also mention that we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, this is the time in the show every week that we like to remind our restaurants about this wonderful activity that you're doing now, and that is 86 Restaurant Struggle. For our listeners that would like to participate in that, what is the best way to get more information? Because what you are doing is you are raising money to benefit restaurant workers that are either on furlough or may have greatly reduced hours, that really need some help in terms of paying the bills. And you and your wife, Lauren, are doing this all on your own. You know, there's no money deducted for expenses. It's all going to the restaurant workers in need. And you're also carefully vetting all these applications. I mean, this is more than a full-time job right there.
Yeah, we are the de facto unemployment insurance agency. So keep in mind, it's important to note that we are doing this because nobody is getting the unemployment benefits in the state of California and many other states. Totally mismanaged. Over $50 billion of funds have been misappropriated, and they're totally bankrupt. So all of these people have their jobs ripped out from underneath them with no opportunity to financially get remuneration, take care of themselves. It's just, sorry, figure it out. And that's where we stepped up and said, this is unfair, and these people have absolutely nothing because they'd already been, you know, financially drained due to the first round of shutdowns, and with no real help from any of the people shutting them down. So here we are, you know, trying to help these people and trying to give them a bridge whereby they can get from point A to point B and survive.
You know, Chef Andrew, it just shows the power of one, or in this case, two, that you can make things happen if you really put your mind to it. And we always like to ask Chef Andrew, to date, how much money has been donated to these struggling restaurant workers?
About $380,000. So we've raised $30,000 outside the GoFundMe, roughly $350,000 through the GoFundMe. You can find information out at the number 86struggle.com. So that's the number 86struggle.com.
Chef Andrew, again, you know, really wonderful work. And as our audience needs to understand, because, you know, there's all sorts of information out there about government help on the way and yada, da, 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 da. And as you mentioned, it just isn't happening or it's so slow that the need is now. This isn't something that's a week or a month or 2 months out. these restaurant workers need the money now, actually yesterday. So the need continues. Again, if you can be part of this, whatever you might be in a position to donate, it's a very worthy endeavor. And again, the restaurant business in terms of the pandemic has suffered mightily, more so than a lot of other businesses. Chef Andrew, on our these are odd transitions, but transitions we need to make. In terms of cooking information and people cooking more at home, we always like to get the benefit of your wisdom because you are a working executive chef that has had a lot of fine dining experience in addition to what you're doing now in the more casual arena with seafood. Obviously, people are cooking more at home, and things are coming out of the freezer. We started this conversation last week and got a great response to it. In this area, there's a bit of a misnomer out there, Chef Andrew, about commercially frozen vegetables. Can you deflate that misnomer? Because frozen vegetables are pretty handy.
Yeah, definitely. What happens is that they pick the vegetables and then they flash freeze them at the perfect ripeness. The same goes for fruit. So a lot of those vegetables and fruits that are frozen in your freezer section at your grocery store are actually in season, if you think about it, right? They pick them in season and they freeze them. So it's almost as if they've paused it in time. I do tend to go for the frozen vegetables in many cases before I will go to the produce aisle where you see a lot of underripe or imported produce that is really cardboard-like in its consistency and taste, et cetera, especially if it's out of season. Obviously, look at the sodium content on the bags of frozen vegetables and try and go for organic. That's always important. Doesn't have that chemical on there. So it's just, it's freezing as a whole seems to have gotten a bad rap because in the beginning, freezing didn't have the science behind it in order, they didn't have the technology to properly freeze. Nowadays, proper freezing is, as easy as 1, 2, 3.
And, the convenience factor there, Chef Andrew, particularly, when you're buying the right product, as you say, you need to look at the ingredient panel. But the point you made is a very important point. When you're buying fresh produce, it's really important to buy in season. And what the flash frozen vegetables have the advantage of, as you pointed out, is they flash freeze them at the peak of ripeness, at the peak of seasonality. So, you're really getting a wonderful item at the proper time that you're just basically reconstituting.
Yeah, exactly. And the same applies to seafood. I talk about that a lot as well, is that seafood freezes really well because of the cellular structure. And, beef, it's a little bit harder, but with seafood, there's a lot of natural fat content in there that also protects it, the ice crystals from breaking through the structure. So and I always make that analogy. I say it's as if you kind of pulled it off the boat, pressed pause in time, and then when you thaw it properly, as long as it's frozen properly, it's almost as if it's, you pulled it right out of the water.
You bet. Chef Andrew, thank you. That's where we need to leave it for today.
Great.
We'll pick it up next week. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Aaron here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. We're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. Dine well and be safe.